Orville Pete Hammond is a retired train conductor.
Yeah, that was me. I was chugging along, uphill, downhill.
David Van Gelder describes himself as a computer guy.
I believe that everybody has a creative side. You need to feed that. It's just part of being a well-balanced individual.
Both of these Tucson residents have musical backgrounds. Hammond says his father was a musician who played on the radio in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
He brought home a guitar one night and handed it to me. He's just had a little book and says, there are the chords, learn them. And he played mandolin and accordion and guitar and piano and a stick and a string. If you handed it to him, you could make music on it. You know, so.
Van Gelder says he remembers listening to bluegrass when he was a toddler.
Oh, gosh. It takes me back to when I was a little boy and my dad used to turn the radio to the Saturday Night Barn Dance from Wheeling, West Virginia. And, I mean, I was in a rocking chair back then. I was just a little boy, about 3 or 4, but I remember that really well. So it's like comfort food, you know. This is great for me.
Van Gelder and Hammond say the food that fills their hearts and lifts their souls is bluegrass. Both of these men play guitar and sing. They bring their musical talents and passion for this traditional American style of music to community jam sessions hosted by the Desert Bluegrass Association. The mission of the organization is to promote bluegrass music in southern Arizona and teach people to play it. Hammond says he found out about the association through his son-in-law 4 years ago. He says he loves to come out to the sessions to spend time with his friends and play his guitar.
Because you can be a non-talent like me or be somebody like Jeff or Mike over there that can really pick, you know. You know three chords, you can play. You can sit in the sessions and do what you want to do, you know, just kind of goof off and have a good time.
Katie Daly, somebody want to sing harmony with me?
I'll try.
Mike?
I know Bonnie.
Bonnie, Katie Daly?
I will.
We'll do it in C, just like it's...
The Desert Bluegrass Association was founded in 1995. More than 200 families now belong to the organization that puts on a 2-day festival in the fall at the Ava Amphitheater, showcasing local and national bands. The association also offers free classes on Monday nights where people can learn to play a traditional bluegrass instrument like the mandolin, guitar, bass, fiddle, banjo, or auto harp. Additionally, the group puts on free jam sessions throughout Pima County that are open to the public. Van Gelder says for him, the sessions are a creative outlet.
I've been participating for a year, and now we have a group that meets at my home on Wednesday nights, and I never sleep so well as after 2 hours of bluegrass in my own living room.
Hammond says it gives him an excuse to get out of the house and blow off some steam.
If anybody can do it, you know, if you feel like coming out and just listening, you can come out and listen. Get out from in front of that television, you know, and see what's going on in the community. I think these folks here, it's just a good group. It really is a lot of fun.
The association lists information for its jam sessions and classes on its website at desertbluegrass.org.
Yeah, without anything to drink, too. We're all sober, boring people.
Yeah. I'm Laura Palmisano, Arizona Public Media.
Yeah.